come forward. He, of course, was among the very first disciples of Srila Prabhupada.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. I am always praying for eternal service at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Now, one may say, why do I have to pray for that? I already have it. Srila Prabhupada has already accepted me as his eternal disciple. And yet still, I pray for it. Because service at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada is not something to be taken for granted. It's not something you can say, well, I got it, I'll put it in my pocket, and that's it. It's something that we have to be grateful for at every second. It is something that at every second we have to realize that this is mercy upon me. Mercy means I don't deserve it. Because if I deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy. It's mercy on me because I don't deserve it, because I am very small and weak, and I cannot grasp such a thing by myself. Before I met Prabhupada, I was trying very hard to grasp truth, but all I did was sink lower and lower into the material world. So this service to Prabhupada is a gift, and it's a gift that I cannot just take lightly. I have to pray to the deities for their help in keeping me engaged at Prabhupada's lotus feet. And I have to pray for Prabhupada to constantly give me mercy so that I can stay situated at his lotus feet, because I can't do it by myself. I can try, I have to do my part, but I need the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And when I look around me and like at Mayapur, this great compound in Mayapur, and all the temples all around the world, all this is devotional service to Prabhupada. All these temples and the kirtan and the deities and the deity worship and the books, it's all devotional service to Prabhupada. Prabhupada inspired it. Prabhupada ordered it. And so that I know that if eternally I can stay fixed at the lotus feet of Prabhupada, I will have everything. And if for 1 second I start to think that I can get something without Prabhupada, that I can go to Krishna on my own and say, please let me serve you, then I am in the greatest illusion. That all the service to Krishna comes by the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Now I'm going to tell you a story, maybe a little embarrassing for me, because it shows how foolish I was. But in 1966, when I joined, of course I was a hippie and used to just doing whatever I felt like doing. Then I came to Krishna consciousness. Then suddenly, well, you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you have to do everything this way, and you can't do it that way. And it started to wear on me a bit, you know. And then one day, Prabhupada was giving class, and he said, a family should live together like strangers in the same hotel. So I thought, well, this is too much. This is not for me. And I thought about it for a few days, And I went to see Prabhupada, and I said, I'm leaving. And Prabhupada said, why? And I said, because you said that a family should live together like strangers in the same hotel. And then Prabhupada showed me a verse in the Gita where it spoke about detachment. I said, yeah, but I'm still going to go. And Prabhupada said, well, what can I do? The reason I tell that story is that Prabhupada would not back down, not even to keep me from leaving. He would not back down. Because today you hear people say, well, you got to compromise a little bit to keep people, and you got to compromise a little bit to get people to come and all that. But in those days, I was like 1/20th of the whole Hare Krishna movement. And still, Prabhupada would not back down one inch, not even to keep me from going away. Right. So this story has been on my mind a lot lately, because I know there is so much tendency to think that we can bend things a little bit and this and that. But that wasn't Prabhupada's attitude. Prabhupada would never compromise. We couldn't understand that at first. You know, why wasn't the Swami more liberal? You know, Prabhupada would never compromise, and not even to keep somebody from leaving, he would not compromise. So this is something that I've carried with me, and I think I should even talk about it more. You know, that if we just follow Prabhupada's example and follow Prabhupada in every way and never go away from Prabhupada in every way, then we will have everything. Okay, so there's a lot more people speaking. Thank you very much. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada.